93.7, the river that goes journey faithfully. Dog and Joe show on a Friday. Happy news over sad music. That's coming up. We've also got more chances at the iHeart Music Festival. And now this that Joe found. And you know if Joe finds something, we're going to talk about it. You know it's a doozy. And just so you know, White Boy Rick opens up in theaters today. That's that new Matthew McConaughey movie. A story about the young, I believe he was 15 years old, youngest kid in history to become a drug informant because he was a drug slinger back in the late 70s, early 80s, back in Detroit. And Matthew McConaughey plays White Boy Rick's father. And this guy went on to infamy because he was the youngest dude to ever become an informant. And I guess he just slung drugs and made tons and tons of money.
It looks crazy.
I can't wait to see it. This is one of those ones where I might go to the theater to see this. When I say might, I mean bolded, dark letters, underlined and italicized, might.
Yeah. You've drug him out of the house to go to a movie theater and spend some cash and be out with people and wait in lines and sit next to folks.
Yeah.
Got to be a big one.
It's got to be a big one. And I'm not a fan. I'll tell you right now, I'm not a fan of Matthew McConaughey. And I wish they had someone else.
You're a crazy person.
I don't care for him. He's too much. He's not going to sell me a Lincoln, and I love their product. he's not going to sell me a Carl's Jr. hamburger.
Well, he might after this story.
You know what? This one might change my mind, but I've just never liked old Matthew McConaughey.
I know. I don't get it.
He's too much. He's too much, man. What is he on peyote? What's he doing on those Carl's Jr. ads?
When he's going bacon, western, chewed, and I don't know, man, but he is so cool. He plays it over himself and under himself. It's like three versions of him singing all at the same time. It's pretty neat.
And like he's going to get off that barge on that Lincoln Navigator, and he's got all his coordinates, and he's got his leather pouch and his compass. Like he's really going to go explore new land. Shut up. I'm not buying it.
You don't know that he has found new land in that Lincoln? He's absolutely driven to new land and discovered.
God, it's such a stretch. People love him, though. This movie looks good. I do want to see it.
I think he's so cool.
So what he's out doing, he was on The Tonight Show. He's doing his little tour right now promoting this movie, White Boy Rick. And what he said, this was a story he told on The Tonight Show. This was Tuesday. He talked about throwing a then six-month-old, his son, Levi, 15 feet through the air to his future wife, okay? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So he's got his son, Levi.
Little baby at this time.
6 month old. He throws the kid 15 feet through the air to his wife, Camilla Alves, in order to save the baby from a charging ram at the edge of the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm. Now you want to tell me them Lincoln commercials are phooey.
And what this says is, it's true. The story's absolutely true, and what they say here is that he has a real down-home, Texas-like storytelling ability, and I guess people...
He does. It's because of his accent and his voice and all that.
He's absolutely awful, and I guess people source this, and I guess it's true. They were vacationing. They're hanging out somewhere. They're at the Grand Canyon, and there's some sort of ram that comes out of nowhere. Only Matthew McConaughey would have this happen to him, and he's like, oh, crap, the ram's charging. He's got the baby boy. 15 feet through the air, he throws it, and his wife grabs him. This is a six-month-old kid. Now, that's a small kid, but it ain't that small. And I want you to think about 15 feet.
I was just going to say, what is that? Is that from here to that studio door right there?
No, 15 feet's like me to Albert. Yeah. Actually, you to Albert. You to Albert is throwing that kid 15 feet through the air.
I was trying to think about that when I read this, and I was like, man, that is a long way to throw like an infant.
Yeah, that is a long way. So he throws this kid 15 feet. The wife catches him, and it doesn't say, the story doesn't say, does the ram charge him?
What happens then? Does he take the shot? Because he doesn't explain.
Well, here I think, and I went to another website, it says Matthew McConaughey then grabbed the ram and put him in a chokehold and straightened out his horns.
I thought I was buying this, and I was gonna be like, what, really? No, you can't wrestle a ram down, dude. That's what they're built for.
I know what the ram is capable of.
Yes.
But they sourced the story, and I guess it did happen. It's legitimate. He wasn't lying, but it doesn't say then what happened.
If he got hit by it, he's in big trouble, because that's what those things do. Their whole world exists to run into each other head first.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get that, but it's a lie.
No way.
They're saying that it's real, but it can't be. It just can't be. You throw your kid 15 feet through the air, okay, I can believe that. But then what? The ram didn't ram him and knock him off the Grand Canyon cliff and kill him?
Was he bruised? Did he look like he had taken a shot when he was telling the story?
This story that you sent me, it says nothing. It's just absolutely useless. But people say they sourced it and it happened.
What kills me is as I read what he's telling this guy, as he's talking about it too, it stops right there. I threw the child 15 feet in the air to save him. The story literally ends every single time.
There's nothing after. And I sourced it on other websites, and there's not much to it except it's a true story. So I guess when you're Matthew McConaughey, you could basically say anything and go on tonight shows, and people believe it.
Well, he's got to save something for the rest of what he does in life. Next thing you do, he's going to be doing them Lincoln commercial, and that ram's going to be in the back of it instead of them dogs.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, hey, what a great time for Dodge to hire him. Oh,
you can see
the ram driving down the road. The ram. Right. Truck, it's ram tough, but is it McConaughey tough? The ram slams on its brakes, and that idiot from the monkey garage gets out with his stupid haircut, and they start fighting. Oh my god, quit it!
It's an awesome story, dude. The fact that it's true kills me. I mean, who would even think to do what? Here's the thing,
if it was true, it would have killed him. The ram doesn't just stop charging because there's no more baby in his arms.
I don't know what rams do or how they act like that. I think they're a pretty wild animal.
What does Matthew McConaughey already? What's he say? What's his big thing?
All right, all right, all right.
He probably started doing that. Hoomba, doomba, and the ram's like, you're weird.
Bacon, western cheeseburger. I mean, it's so creepy, dude. It really is. I love him, man.
Matthew McConaughey.
He's awesome.
The new show or new movie is in theaters, though. I do really, really want to see it. I'm a little bummed out that he's the dad, but it's called White Boy Rick, and that's what he's out promoting. And, you know, just like every great fisherman, they tell the first fish story once. It's a two-footer.
Sure.
They get to the third guy, it's 4 foot. They get to the eighth guy, I caught Moby Dick.
That's right.
Yeah, and all I had was the normal catfish line and a couple salmon eggs.
Fashioned a hook out of wood.
Yeah, by the time he makes his rounds, you watch. Did I say ram? No, it was a yak from Zimbabwe. It was a hippopotamus at the Grand Canyon, and it just came out of nowhere, and it charged me. No, that didn't happen.
He's a total country guy, though, dude. So if anyone out there would be able to have a ram come at him and be able to somehow defend it or deflect it, he'd do it.
He's not a country guy.
I think he is.
No, he's not. Just because he's from Texas and he talks all weird, that doesn't mean he's a country. He's not a country guy. Really? He's a country guy.
I thought he rode horses and whatnot and lassoed a lot of things.
No, he's an actor, Joe. That's what he is. He's an actor.
He had to do something before he got into acting.
No, you didn't. Sure
he wasn't a cowboy?
No, yeah, I'll tell you what he did. You know what he did? This is true. He modeled.
Did he really?
Yes, he was a model. And he started doing TV commercials and head and shoulder commercials and all. He was never out on the range.
Well, he's got a great head of hair.
Well, maybe. Like all cowboys do.
I know. Ridiculous. Be a shame to cover that thing up with a 10-gallon hat.
More chances for you to go to the iHeart Music Festival. That's coming up. Here's Pink Floyd.